Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We were with some friends of ours years ago out on the lake boating for a little bit, and it got late in the day and it got dark, and we're coming back, and we came by and there was this bar on the shore, and man, it was lit up and the music was loud, and boy, they were having a party. And yelling and screaming and hollering and hooping and some stuff that wasn't so good. And it's dark, you know, that's one good thing. But we're out on the lake. And of course, on the water, you know, sound carries. You can hear sometimes a long ways. And we had our friends and had some of their kids with them. And boy, the kids got up on the side of the boat and they're looking at that and their eyes got this big, you know, and their mom said, "Oh, babies, they're not having any fun." And I remember the kids looking at me like, they didn't have to say it. I could see it in their eyes. They're like, "It sure looks like they're having fun." Well, the truth is, there is pleasure in sin. The church has not done itself any favors by trying to say otherwise, actually things contradicting the scriptures. If there wasn't some pleasure to sin, people wouldn't be doing it. People are paying huge prices for stuff they're doing in sin. What's the motivation? What's the draw? There is pleasure in sin for a little while. Right. Yeah. There is. And if you love that, and if you think more about getting high, sleeping around, whatever the case may be, if you dream about that, and if you feed a desire, it gets stronger. The more you feed that and the more you long for that, the harder it'll become for you to serve God. And it's not because it's so hard to serve God. It's because you love something else too much. And you're pulled. And you're vacillating between two. You're saying you want to go with God, but you want that. And when it comes to these things, you can't have both. I said you can't have both. You go this way, it's going to cost you this. You go that way, it's going to cost you this. Right? And so you have to choose. I say you'll have to choose. You have to make a choice. Don't you? Did Moses make the right one? Yeah. I bet you his running buddies back at the palace didn't think so. What do you think they said? He has lost his mind. Huh? He wants to be Hebrew. The Hebrews work for us. He wants to roam around out there in the desert with them. But Moses knew it was a choice. He could have pleasure of sin for a season, or he could suffer with the people of God, right? Be identified with them. Be treated like them. Do what it took to accomplish God's plan and will. Did God have a plan?
Yes.
Was Moses right in the front of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. To deliver his people. Was it all easy?
No.
Oh man. They went through some stuff, didn't they?
Yeah.
But Moses made that choice. Keep reading. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Sure, all of us got flesh. Things can pull on you. Even though you know it's wrong, even though you can quote 9 scriptures why it's wrong, your flesh can still want to do it. Knowing it's wrong is not enough to deter you from doing it. It's a choice. I said it's a choice. And the only thing that'll cause you to make the right choice when part of you is wanting something that you shouldn't have is that you love something else more. Make it easy on yourself. Separate. Cut it off. Make up your mind. I'm not going that way. Oh yeah, it could be fun for a little while. But that's not what I want. I don't want that. And I'm not willing to pay the price of death that comes with sin. Price is too high. I'm telling you, for a few minutes of fun, the bill is too big. It's too big. Keep reading. Esteeming what? What does esteem mean? Value. Valuing, honoring, treasuring what? The reproach of Christ is greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Being reproached because you identify with Jesus, the anointed one, is worth more than all the money and all the houses and all the fame, all the sin, all the pleasure of sin. The reproach. We're not even talking about the glory yet. The reproach of Christ is worth more than all the stuff in the world. Enlightened people know it. Flesh-ruled people don't. They think a hot night on the town is worth more than their ministry, their family. It's not. I said it's not. It's fun for a few minutes, maybe. Child of God that knows much would have trouble even enjoying it for a few minutes because their conscience is going to bother. They know they got light. Amen. Right? Amen. So it's a fat chance of you even enjoying it. When you have as much light as most of you and me do. So let's just don't do it. The reproach of Christ is greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He is looking past this week and past this month. He's looking past this life. Are we going to forfeit our future for a dab of excitement right now? Or are we willing to forfeit some stuff that's not worth anything anyway right now for some eternal glory? We're going to sacrifice tomorrow for today, or sacrifice today for tomorrow? Go to Romans in closing, I think. Oh, I'm so thankful for the Lord helping us tonight. I know you don't know how things come up in me and how they come through me, but I'm telling you, if you did know some of it, I think you'd be impressed how much God it is. So much of it I didn't know, I didn't see, I didn't put it together, but it came. It came. The Lord's answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8, verse 16. The Spirit itself, or so many translations say Himself, bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. If children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that what? That what? That what? We word people now, right? Huh? You like this word too? It's right. It's right. If so be that we what? This is not talking about suffering being made sin. This is not talking about suffering taking our sicknesses, our infirmities. It's not talking about suffering that he became poor so we could be rich. Those are things he did in our stead as our sacrificial lamb.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
But suffering, being persecuted, suffering, paying the cost to get the job done, that's the way of saying bearing our cross. The Lord had His job to do. Part of that nobody could ever do. But part of it He did as an example for us. And we can take our cross and we can pay the price. If we suffer with Him in that way, that what? That we may also, that we may be glorified together. Oh friend, He suffered. He paid the price. He set the example. He became like other men. And He has been exalted above every name. Set down at the right hand of majesty on high. Glory. I mean, that lasted for a few years, for a little while, but this glory's been going on for centuries now and centuries, and is never going to stop.
Amen.
And didn't He say that if we suffer with Him, if we do that, we're going to also reign with Him? He said, you're going to sit down with me in my throne, He said. Words that boggle the mind. That we may be also glorified together. And verse 18. Verse 18. I want you, everybody say Romans 8:18.
Romans
8:18. Tell your neighbor, say 8:18. Romans 8:18. 8:18. What does it say? 8:18. I'd like for everybody in here in Sarasota and watching by internet to be able to quote this verbatim without blinking an eye. Huh?
Yes.
You believe you can?
Yes.
Let's practice. Everybody say Romans.
Romans 8:18.
What does it say? I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
That's right.
Hallelujah! What about all this stuff, dear heart, that you're going through? What about it? You say, I reckon. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Oh, dear one, you've been through so much. You've been, what do you say? What do you say?
I reckon.
I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.